Don't no clock turn left, get your time right. Ten, so I took the nine lives. Oh, yeah. Net beefing, crying down my timeline. You don't say come, don't come over. Come over. And don't be talking about your come over. Hey, want something, get slumped over. Hey, he thugging off that pill, but won't slide sober.
Let's start with a bad bitch. Niggas dreaming about cuffing her. Let's start with a bad bitch. Niggas dreaming about cuffing her. Let's start with a bad bitch. Niggas dreaming about cuffing her. But for all these niggas trying to fuck, it's a nigga tired of fucking her. It's a nigga tired of loving her, spending all this motherfucking money. All this money. I got homes that are
got that dope D in my duffo. Down on the rocks when I pull up. And the don't block with the lotus. Me a freak, nothing like average. All the genre, swinging the savage. By the size that you can't get some baggage. Give it one night and run for the savage.
You can't blame me for this. Could you please loosen up the handcuffs on my wrist? You can say I didn't do it. You can't blame me for this. Could you please loosen up the handcuffs on my wrist? You can say I didn't do it. You can't blame me for this. Could you please loosen up the handcuffs on my wrist? You can call me what you wanna, man, but I ain't a snitch. No cooperation, it's exactly what you would get. Till I talk to my lawyer, you get no reply. You obviously been watching too much CSI. I'm not a crash dummy, so don't even try to talk your dirty trash to me. No BFI. You are not guilty of anything, then why did you run? You the police, and plus I saw you cocking your gun. And the chamber wasn't empty, it was obviously one. If you think I'm believing, don't believe it, don't believe it, don't believe it.
The lovely DJs are taking over.
Show you all I got. I put diamonds on your chain. To match your diamond ring. I'm in my tomb. Hater to love, that's me. Let's turn the ink so she love you. Then we go to the pool trade.
But all you gotta do is keep it real with a player. Just answer your phone whenever I call. Call me down, pick me up whenever I fall.
I like them
short and tall, slim and thick.
I like them
cute and sweet, ghetto and fit. Hop your boots in that Benz cause you like my style. You know me, I do anything to make you smile. I need a lady in the street, sneaky link. Gotta watch how you move, what you get is what you see. Out of sight, out of mind, but I still adore you. Just hit me on the FaceTime, I never ignore you. You know pain is love, pain is love.
T-Nice.
Turning up my music.
Bringing you international fire mix.
Hold up.
Right here on SGE Radio.
Let's go.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yes, you.
What up?
Are you ready to take your brand to the next level?
Hell yeah!
GLM Designs can help you with just that.
Word?
From laptop skins.
You won!
Promotional flyers.
Yo, son!
Promo videos?
I need that!
OBS switch overlays and backgrounds.
Hey yo, let me get that!
Professional one sheets and so much more.
Oh my god.
Please visit our website.
I want it right now!
GottaLoveMeWorld.com today to check out our designs.
Got it!
Follow us on social media at GottaLoveMeWorld.
Follow it!
GLM Designs are here to take care of all your graphic needs.
Fred Bunton, live on stage. Fred Griff, put it down.
I just want y'all to hang on. Come on.
Flex mode out, mouth gun them down. I don't play around, coming from the westbound. Tired of that shit, got your chick in the whip. Chicken head, loving the stick, peel off in this bitch. 28 grams of the sticky, leave a trail. Trilling the kid for clip, kids a dummy, gotta get hit. Hard headed boy, come and learn you something. In my day, you could get your ass slapped for front and shit. You might get smacked for nothing. Bad day, wrong color, the result of fucking. Pull up to your mama house in a photo, bugger head to the side, super fly, face still bumping. Let it ride, got your moms jumping up and down, side to side, there ain't no signs of stopping. No, do the wop, let it wop, super land, don't fly, but my heart throb, baby. I'm a heartthrob. Big girls love me, skinny girls love me, milfs love me, cougars love me. Ooh, that's big facts. Turn this up to the max. I'm the shit's mother X-Lax. Twist the lime in my cognac. Gold smoke, pink Cadillac. You motherfucker trying to rob me.
Peace, peace, peace. How is everybody doing out there? Happy Saturday. Gym Work episode 65. If it looks a little different today, you feel me? It's because we moved into the new office space. So, today is day one of the live streaming from the office space. I got one of my partners with me today. Make some noise for Ari the Architect, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, boy. Out here cutting them clients. That's how I like it. Let me move me so y'all can see my mans. So, today is day one of the new office space. So, like every day one, especially after a week off, there may be a little technical difficulties. One of the technical difficulties may just have to do with the streaming. We are running on Wi-Fi. We had to identify some cable lines for the internet, and I didn't get a chance to get around to it. So, you know, it is what it is. Round of applause. For the upgrade, huh, Ari? Shit. You don't hear no babies crying? You don't hear no kids running around?
<Wouldn't cry. laughs>
How was your week, brother?
It's been a crazy 2 weeks, man. It's been a lot. It's been a lot going on. One of my homies, his daughter missing, so it's like he's on a mission to find her. So shit kind of crazy, bro. Yeah. Kind of crucial, my brother. Kind of crucial.
Yeah.
But other than that, just him, you know, in good spirits, tripping off the emotions that got stirred up of my boy Yeezy or Ye or Kanye, whichever one people attest to. Yeah, so I'm happy that he got people emotional. I ain't gonna lie to him, but it is what it is.
Yeah, man, he is everywhere, man. They talking about that shit everywhere we turn around and look. There was speaking of that, I was gonna make a joke.
Two friends that don't help him.
One second. There was, I seen it too. I know I grabbed it. Yeah, right here. Speaking of that, Ye, that you know, that new Ye, everybody is in the middle of talking now. there was some anti-Semitic banners flying in L.A. saying that Kanye is right about the Jews.
Now, I don't believe the force, because I feel like this folks got paid to do that shit. I don't believe that shit, man. The people don't even have faith in the media no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, that's what I'm
saying. I don't believe that shit.
Right.
I think they playing on the level of the people's emotions, and people go for that bullshit, you know?
Heavy. I'm noticing that. There's like no thought process. There's no nothing. It's just blurted out and it's immediate facts.
Yeah, or if people that's not listening to what, like if you came to me and said, hey, Ari, this, that, and the third, before I jump to a conclusion, I'm first going to listen to what you're saying. And I'm not going to jump to a conclusion. So a lot of people have been emotional as hell, even on the strength of, like, I probably get flack for this, but you can't show me where there's anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic based on what Kanye said. Nobody can point that out, but they can get mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm all I'm asking for is facts. If you show me facts, hey man, I'm cool. Hell, I even got called a Nazi by Talib Kweli this week or last week.
No shit.
This shit was hilarious.
Yeah, we, you know, Kweli doesn't do well in the LA circles I run in. And if he's stepping on, you know, no, hell no.
I just want to see him in person and want to, you know, have a talk with him. Like, bro, let's talk. Like, I'm a grown ass man. Like, we can talk. I ain't got no beef, but bro, if that's you behind your social media, you need to grow up some more, homie. Like,
right.
You don't know who you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no kids. Ain't no little kids over here. We grown men. So,
right.
We can talk about it. I can see my address where I stay, homie. Ain't no beef.
You going Charleston White them, bro?
Nah, I pick my own battles, homie. You know what I'm saying?
right.
Yeah, it's just he came a little disrespectful, and I'm like, bro.
You know what? He's known for that. I'm not really surprised. Yeah. He's known for that. I think he's real comfortable.
Yeah, he's too comfortable.
As y'all know, we're missing two of our brothers, Last Man and Rob. And then I find out why. Did they text you and tell you they went pumpkin shopping? Ari, they hit you? Look at these motherfuckers. They went out here, went pumpkin shopping and all that shit. The filthy motherfuckers. Mouth.
Looking for that dolphin mouth. I look like a pumpkin mouth now. I see what's going on. I ain't look, fellas. If y'all see this, I ain't see it.
If y'all see Last Man or Rob out in the streets with a pumpkin, you better frisbee that pumpkin. It's been a crazy week, but you know what? I did see some cool shit. So I'm gonna start it off with some of the fun shit that I seen, man. There's a teacher. And this teacher, I guess, you know, his art teacher had her kids draw
John Morant.
Yeah, and this was the illest shit I ever seen, because there was so many kids that, you know, participated. Everybody tried their best. And, you know, my man got a hell of a collection of kids' art that he's going to be able to take with him, man. I think that shit is dope, bro. There's only been two times in my career where like a kid has brought me something that I was like, oh shit, you made that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold on to that. And I really
you hold on to it?
Hell yeah. It's in a box somewhere now, but it's I have it. Yeah, I couldn't pull it out of that box right now. I'd have to find it. But that was dope. That was real dope. So shout out to the teacher.
I was laughing at the sounds of people. The people had different sounds to it and everything.
It was funny, yeah, if y'all haven't seen that, man, definitely go check that out. Then we have some more news, man. If there's any 90s babies, they're bringing back a Good Burger, man. Good Burger 2 is about to drop, apparently. Not sure when, but it says Kenan Thompson reveals a Good Burger 2 with Kel Mitchell script. It's written and it's closer than ever to being finished. So for all my 90s babies out there who was watching Good Burger, because I fucked with it. Yeah. I had little brothers and sisters, so.
That is it.
You know. Yeah, that's gonna be dope. I mean, shit, they just did a Bill, you know, the Bill and Ted's reunion shit. So like, I'm glad to see that they're doing that Good Burger joint.
Nah, that's real.
It's super dope. Then we got some of this news. Draymond Green has surpassed $1 million in fines in his career. 451,000 came from technical fouls and ejections. Well, goddamn, sir. He breaking records. I'll tell you that.
Man, you know how much of that I could have used.
Shit.
But you know
how much of that.
What's funny is I always say, man, what if they went back to the 90s with the New York Knicks?
Ooh.
With that whole, you know, with that whole fight shit, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah. Or that Jordan situation when he fired on Steve Kerr.
Right. There's a handful of them. Didn't you know Dr. I mean? Dre hit some? Dr. J hit somebody too.
Yeah, but Dr. J was at practice though. You know what I'm saying?
No, that was a real game.
Yeah, it was a live game because who was it? Kareem did too.
Who else? Kareem, who else caught somebody? Yeah. But see, that's the shit though, man. Like when it comes to practice, that's practice. That's got to be private, man. Y'all got to get the fuck out of there. Yeah. Like they, you know, however a team chooses to practice is, you know, on them. They some grown men.
Like they act like the shit has never gone down. Is what I'm saying, like.
Right.
Fights have always
occurred in bed. Right. Shit happens in middle school games.
Go to a football practice.
That part.
You know how many times I've been into my teammates win? Mm-hmm. I don't even know shit like that, but come on, man. I just think society done got real soft, real baby fired.
For sure. For sure. I used to stick motherfuckers. That's another reason why, you know, I'm glad that I don't play football no more, because I was a real, like, contact hitter. And, now it's like no helmet to helmet. It got real. So I mean, granted, there's a lot of issues. I mean,
yeah,
with brain issues. You know what I'm saying? Like with all that impact and shit. But
yeah.
I had this hat, this helmet, man. It was a Revolution back in the days, and it was supposed to be like a fighter jet helmet construction. And I was like, yo, if that's the safest technology we got, like. You know, I'm putting my head down. I'm sticking them. That's how I felt about it. So, as good as technology as we got, I'm surprised that it, you know, we're having that many issues.
Yeah.
In you know that brain department, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like a boxer though.
Right, right. You know like how many times do you think you get hit?
In the head, like.
Right.
Over and over and over and over.
That's probably why I smoke so much. All that football.
Could be.
If y'all haven't been to the website, DonkeyBongsTV.com, DNKYBONGSTV.com. That's where you want to be, man. Scroll down. Click the banner. It is clickable. Take your ass to that merch shop, man. Get you some Donkey Bongs TV merch. Get you some Gym Work merch. We have a lot of shit out there. If you haven't been there, man, cell phone covers, mouse pads, pillows, throw pillows, slippers for men and female, sweaters, t-shirts, tank tops, crop tees and sweaters for the females. I mean, we got
I thought you were going to say for kangaroos or something, man.
For kangaroos. So, yeah, definitely pull up, hit that shop. We also are having that Gym Work Radio Fleet DJ Private 420 Party. I gotta hit that. OG Bobby Negro is headlining the event. Shout out to Toast to the Gifted. That's the family. Off to the right, People First Employment. PFE Hire was founded in 2018 with the idea of developing a service that would not only provide clients top-tier talent, but also elevate individuals who are on the cusp of professional growth. So they are more than just a job agency. They're trying to put you in career opportunities. So you don't got to be snitching on yourself in your raps, man. Help yourself out. Get you some clean money coming in. If you keep scrolling down, you will see the Gemwork Radio playlist. Put that Spotify Gemwork Radio playlist on shuffle and rock the fuck out. There's like 50 hours of music on there. We're adding to it every day. We are going to get to the shorter playlist. Oops. We will get to the shorter playlist very soon. Right now, we're promoting the radio show. The radio show, I believe it is November 11th, that second Friday of November. That's when we launch. Gemwork Radio show, and I'm fucking excited. So shout out to the team for working their ass off. If you keep scrolling down, you will see our social media. Go to the social media, stay up to date with the, you know, shows and events, follow us on IG, and you know, continue to support the squad. We appreciate y'all for damn show. I'm gonna get into some music because I got some fire music for y'all. The joint you're about to get into right now to set the tone at the top of the show is going to be some Silent T, I'm So Memphis. And this is how it's going to go. Gemwork, episode 65. We out here. Let's get them.
Yo. Yo. Yeah, TJ the Don. AKA BOL TJ. Shout out to Casanova. I'm So Memphis. I'm So Meek. Give y'all a little taste of what I got. Okay. Yeah, y'all finna feel me on this motherfucker,
y'all gonna hear me for real.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I'm like, oh no, nigga wanna get back on that bullshit. Wait a minute, I gotta get it, nigga get serious. Hold up, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, fuck complete. My niggas gorillas, they so act, they swingin' from the tree. Phone ringin', chopper singin', ain't no answers. I'm not you, you me, and since you me, you know that you unique. For some reason, real niggas stay down, I guess it's obsolete. Screwed up, niggas really blew up out that shit. First of all, I got put on earth, you feel my purpose, nigga. If you ain't on there, well, guess what, nigga, use a waste of life. On the road to riches, I'ma score that bitch like Jerry Rice. Ain't no second chances, bitch, you already on thin light. Knock the noodle, chop that shit up, fried, you got dirty right. Dirty, cook dirty, bitch, I ain't no fiend, nigga. Money, root or evil, R.I.P. them angels, nigga. You niggas ain't bout to bag, you full of shit, and that shit say. Blowing on the gang, stand up throw, yeah, just out the game. Yoli bitch, a blue to pickle, told her I won't deal with her. Days later, crank on hit me, talking about that shit, nigga. Pulled up, tooled up. Shit finna get handled, nigga. Y'all niggas some babies. Wear your pampers before you piss yourself. All about my tea, but you can't get it cause you ratting out. Hard hit the money, get up. Stay down and be humble, nigga. You ain't gotta say too much, you do it. I respect you more. My team full of shooters and they steady taking up the scope. Your team full of pussies, they say freezing when it's time to smoke. If they got the balls, claim they ready, they gon' always choke. Sitting on your ass, last of days, you gon' stay broke.
Yeah, on your ass, you gon' stay broke. Nigga, on your ass, you gon' stay broke. On your ass, you gon' stay broke. Yeah.
I'm So Memphis. Man, somebody get that boy. Silent T. I love what he's doing. Speaking of Silent T, I got to get on the phone call with him because he's supposed to be bringing me a podcast show. I believe he's ready, man. So we will have that young boy talk on the free network. But don't get it twisted. That subscription-based content is on the way. Do not be surprised when you see, you know, Ari the Architect bringing podcast shows in and out. But you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited. We're having a hell of a fourth quarter. And
I can believe that.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm glad to see it taking off.
Yeah. Man, I'm mad excited. That radio show. Man, that's gonna be a big one for us because we got 5,000 followers on the East Coast ready, waiting for us to drop this live radio show. So the dope thing about it is I could take this mobile and bounce around. So this is going to be a nice look for us. Real nice look for us. Shout out to City Buzz Radio. Shout out to West Coast Fleet Radio. Shout out to Donkey Barnes TV. New Creative Media, Last Kind Records, Click Sound and Stage. Whew, Unseen Legion Radio. Oh my goodness. I can do it forever. Shout out to Original Copy. Shout out to Last Man. We got some wild shit happening, man, these days. This shit right here tripped me out because some German protesters were arrested after they were throwing after they threw mashed potatoes at a Monet painting that sold for $110 million and gluing themselves to the floor.
I mean, hey, man, you know, they can do what they want, but I can't say what I want. They don't make sense.
Right. You know right. I mean? This is wild.
I gotta have a restraint on my wings.
Right.
What kind of bullshit is that?
You know, this type of shit is crazy to me. Like, why would you go fuck up? I mean, I don't even know what you're protesting in the first place, but what?
Yeah, they don't even. Grounds, they can't even tell you why the fuck they protest.
You know what I mean? Like, what grounds requires you to fuck up a Monet painting? Like, you know, somebody's art, man. I would be real hot. Like, I'd be real hot if I left a body of work
for people and somebody just destroyed my
shit. Like, that would be wild.
Nah, let me come to your motherfucking house and let me throw paint on the wall and let me see if your landlord get mad, bitch. Let me see that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's crazy. I'm going to look into this a little more because I'm definitely curious to know.
My question is, do you get a felony for the damage that you caused now?
I think you have to. I mean, look at the cost of that.
So why would you go and jeopardize your livelihood on throwing sauce on the mashed potato paint?
Yeah, that's
you staining the paint. That's like, you know, they can't even make it make sense. Where the Me Too movement when you need it?
You know, when you talk too real out here, you know, that's just wild to me, bro. That's just wild. I think it's crazy that we're in such a era where
it's
oversensitive and over, like, damn, over addicted to attention. Like, these motherfuckers is doing wild. Like, you'll get a felony for attention. That's what you'll do? Shit. You could never live in my era. You could never live in my era. God damn.
Yeah, because I'm like, all right. Now, you just got a felony for it. Throwing some potatoes on a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Next, I think we're gonna see guys wearing panties, and that's gonna be commercial. When the women wearing,
I mean,
draws.
Shit. Young boy was just, you know, painting his fingernails, dancing and shit. I thought Young Boy was the closest young, you know, young OG. He's a little wild, you know. But you know, I definitely didn't think I was gonna see that boy painting fingernails and acting funny. He's definitely doing the same shit. So it's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. That was just some random shit. I'm going to jump in a little hip-hop talk. We're going to have a shorter show today because we started late. You know, we're not going to do that to the peoples. It's getting late. We only 30 minutes in, though. So, you know, shit, we're running for at least an hour. Don't even trip. Diddy. When it comes to Sean Puffy Combs, you put some respect on his billionaire status. Because that boy finally, officially, has been declared a billionaire.
Now, can we talk about this or can we just go away?
Oh, no, we could talk about it.
All right, so how is it that they take Kanye off the billionaire list and put this motherfucker on there?
That's what I've seen.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking him. He's been a great addition to music. Don't get it twisted, but hey, bro, at what cost?
At what cost?
You know what I mean?
That's the key question. At what cost?
Pockets, but that shit kind of funny, man. All of a sudden, Ye come out there, and then you go on. Yeah, okay.
Right.
You want somebody hand you some money under? Oh, okay. Behind or under the table.
It feels like that Barack Obama shit. Like, we just put a black face in there. It don't matter who it is, just put somebody in there. They quick to do that shit. And that's exactly what it looks like. On another note.
But I'm saying, at the same time, Ye is proving all the points that he been stating.
Right. He actually jumped on IG, if I'm not mistaken, and released a conversation to Adidas saying that he can have the Yeezy brand and all that, but, you know, whatever. Which I thought was interesting, because when you cut ties with somebody, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on? You would think that, I mean, I don't know how much money Yeezy had to hold on to that. But these corporations that he's dealing with got a lot of fucking money. So to get your shit bought out and taken from you?
Nah, they ain't. The thing is, they lost. Those companies lost on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Adidas about to lose damn near a quarter of a billion.
They're going to lose a lot.
Come on, bro.
A lot.
I didn't know about, I can't even spell Balenciaga, but I didn't know about Balenciaga until Kanye wore that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, what we talking? You know what I mean? Dude is an icon, bro.
It's wild.
He's shifting the culture. I mean, it is what it is.
When they choose the black ball, they never fail, you know? As soon as they start blackballing motherfuckers, they always hit it right on the head. These motherfuckers don't miss. Shit is wild. Then we got this shit. Speaking of icons, fucking Rick Ross. You see the fucking armored vehicle that delivered his $1.5 million watch? My guy.
A $1.5 million watch. What?
Motherfucker put it on his wrist. But it's pulled up. They are escorting this watch to his front door.
What, it come with a house?
Mm-hmm. They came to his crib and delivered it.
No. I'm saying, does the watch come with a house?
Oh, does the watch? Shit. That's what I'm saying. All that motherfucker does is tell time. I don't get it. I like watches and shit too, but
I don't think I like watches here goddamn much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm cheap than a motherfucker, bro. I don't like to spend more than $150 on shoes. I don't give a fuck what pair of shoe it is. Like, nope. I'm not spending more than $80 on a watch. Maybe $100. Keeping it light.
That's cold, bro.
I'm keeping
that
it light.
That is cold.
What do you drop? What's your average price you drop on a pair of sneakers, Ari?
I like the 150 and under range.
Yeah, see?
On average, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not average. Man, I'm not doing like, you know, like I used to. Like I need some Jordans or all that bullshit.
Hell no, I need the New Balance, something comfy for the feet.
Man, for real.
Because these dogs be hurting.
They be barking, man. They be hurting, goddamn it. They be roofing around these motherfuckers.
Hey. If I had a dog bark button on here, I'd hit that motherfucker so quick.
You had to find that dog.
Jadakiss. Shout out to the locks. But specifically, shout out to Jadakiss. He just launched Kiss Cafe, coffee brand with his father and his son, B.
Hey, that's real.
Ain't that the illest shit?
Yeah.
That is the illest shit.
Yeah, that's ill. Because he's doing like, I think it's pop.
I'm not going to lie. It looked like he kind of, you know, he must have seen Ari the Architect IG page because they, you know, they try to dap her down. You know, I was like, you know, he tried to. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not mad at it.
Nah, that's cold.
You know,
I think it's Pop from Memphis too, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm mistaken, yeah, because he, Jada said he used to spend a lot of summers in Memphis.
Yo. That's fire.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play this commercial. I'm gonna play this commercial because you know what? I fuck with it, man. I fuck with it so much that I, you know, I want to showcase this, especially because it's family, it's father, it's son, it's, you know, everything that we stand for and stand on. So I'm gonna mute this shit and I'm gonna bring it to y'all, man. I want y'all to check this out. This shit was real, real dope. That shit's lit. Godfather vibes.
I gotta look for that commercial. Yeah, I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cold.
I was like, oh shit. That was a cold commercial. Big shout out to Jetticus. Big shout out to the whole team. I fuck with it, man. I like shit like that though.
That's real life in real time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't get that opportunity.
No, sir.
Start a business with your father.
No, sir.
I got a chance to work at the restaurant with my pops, though. That was cool.
See, that's fire.
With my office, my pops in my office and shit, you know.
That's dope.
That's how I came up with the more than a haircut idea, bro. I don't even lie. It was them. It was all the lessons that I had been learning from them. Yeah. That was giving me a lot of game. Yeah,
you have to do. I'm sure you got some episodes with him already.
Well, we planning on throwing out.
See,
as a
matter of fact, Superman. I like it. I'm gonna jump into some of this boom bap because I gave y'all some of that young boy. So I'm gonna give you some of this boom bap, this Memph hop. Then we're gonna jump back, bang bang bang, you know, to the young boy, and then we'll bring it back to the hip hop shit. You feel me? That's how we're gonna keep it light today. This joint right here, Jason the Hater. Memphis, I'm giving Memphis love today. They shit start the whole show up with the Memphis Cats. You dig? Jason the Hater, this shit right here is stuff of a, I don't even want to fuck this up. Stuff of a local legend? Yup, stuff of a local legend. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's not cold because he, my boy,
I love this shit.
Ball videos. He the one that did, mm-hmm. He shot that video. Yeah.
Fire. Fire. Big shout out to Jason the Hater. We definitely gonna have him on one of those Gym Work Radio showcases in LA. It sounds like my man's is always up there anyways. So this is how we gonna drop it. Saturday, Gym Work, episode 65. Donkey Bones TV, let's get it.
Yeah, Memphis, baby. Beats and rhymes all day, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. See, I'm a killer on these tracks. Life of the party, though. Never drew a piece, but I dabble in the art of flow. So the heavy loaded mind is what you ought to know. And spraying vicious rounds, waiting folks with a spark for show. But I don't shoot to kill, so don't you try to knock it. Yo, my weapon smoke to elevate your mind. It's what you gotta know, that's what I got it for. And when I rock and show, you see my knees start to weaken. Then you see my body glow. The heaven skies, they glide apart and highlighted by a beam from God. And seeing is the most fantabulous. Downtown rappiness, hip-hop enthusiasts, men-pop activists, words hitting jam, flipping styles, so immaculate. Stress for opportunity, reach out and capture it. Wrongfully the man I auditioned to be casting it. The only yoke is kind, it won't be another after this. Divine God appointed keeper of my brethren, believer in the message, it's an Iron Man of medicine. Associate my name with the light, words of Edison, with nice, but a slur is so superb like my melanin. Strong and powerful, made with prestige and elegance, a true visionary. Plus team Memphis veteran, our presence needed now, way more than it's ever been, and with brute force is how I'm stepping in, cause I'm a killer on these tracks. Life of the party though, got another job, but this is more than a hobby, yo. This story art, I'm rewriting the article, upset at how it's being ran by these sorry folks. But I'm sorry folks, cause this is war for sure, but victory was predestined, says the oracle. This what you gotta know, and when I rock a show, you see my knees start to weaken, then you see my body glow. The heavens got that glide apart, highlighted by a beam from God. And scene is the most fantabulous. South rappiness, hip hop enthusiasts, men pop activists, words hitting gym, flipping style so immaculate. Search for opportunity, reach out and capture it. Roll for leading man, I audition to be casting it. The only of his kind, it won't be another after this.
Stuff of a local legend, Jason the Hater. Boy.
Yeah, he a legend, man.
That's one of those, for real. Yeah, that's one of those. I like that a lot. Shout out to Soul Power. Anybody in the Arizona area. If you're near ASU, we're going to be in Tempe. I'm pulling up. They're going to have this dope-ass B-boy battle event that's supposed to be really, really dope. And I believe it's happening right next to the campus. So I'll be on the campus. If you see me, holla at me. Fucks with your boy. You know I'm probably going to have a joint in my pocket. So you know somebody. Bring a lighter. November 5th, baby. We a week away. 7 days away to be exact. I will be back in Cali on Thursday. So shout out to everybody who's been supporting. Shout out to Mr. CR. Shout out to the whole West Coast Creations Camp. Shout out to C1. That's my guy. What else I got for y'all, man? You know what? It's Saturday. And I think, you know, this motherfucker clearly, Ari, he knows we out here. Gem Work is clowning. Like, he knows. There's no way. Look at this. Come on. Ari, I swear to God, boy, if I ever see you do this genuine shit.
Why? Hell nah. Yeah. I see my ass down before I get to doing that shit.
Where is his team? You know what? I bet you him going viral is making this motherfucker mad paper, because now they won't stop booking his goofy dancing ass.
I just booked him.
I'm reading these comments, B. Somebody said he didn't do the quagmire though. Because he didn't do his head shit. Foolish. Oh, shit. All right. I'm going to hit y'all with some other shit. I got to hit y'all with some of this shit right here. YSL Jamin? J-Man? At his sentencing for an unrelated murder, stated he was groomed by grown men to join the gang and confessed he put hits on witnesses. Are you out your motherfucking mind?
That's wild, man. He was groomed to join YSL.
That's what he just told the feds. A confession that could seal the fate of Young Thug and Gunna.
Hey.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah.
There's always one singing motherfucker. Hey, if there was one podcaster in our group right now, who do you think is the first one to snitch?
I don't think nobody's snitching because we from a whole different era.
Who do you think? Somebody nobody. Has to be. You got to be. This is the new version of marry one, fuck one, kill one.
No, nobody. That's my answer. No motherfucker.
Nobody. I love
it. I don't think. Yeah, it's a different era. Like, how to be talking about basketball and sports and shit.
Shit, right.
It's a whole nother era. These motherfuckers are cool with snitching.
And you want to show that haircut off? Show that haircut off.
Sit right here real quick. Sit again.
Mm-hmm. Wrap that around. Yes, sir.
No, you see that. You see that. You see that $100,000 cut.
See it.
Yeah, that one that $5 cut, I tell you.
Yeah, that ain't no plain cut. That's for damn sure.
Nah, you good, bro. Nah, that ain't that $3 cut, bro. Damn.
That's a nice fade right there. My man Ari. Boy, if he don't show you every motherfucking week where to go get your shit.
Man, my boy said that he get a model discount for that shit.
He said, yo, I was free promo. I gotta get paid. We're gonna take it back to the 50 Cent talk. Because, you know, his son was out there like $6,800 or $6,700 a month. Wasn't this and that. I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't never had $6,700 a month off no 40 hours. Not off no 40 hours. Shit, I was bringing home like $1,000 a week doing electrical as a commercial electrician. $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 if I hit the overtime, you feel me? This motherfucker, that's only $4,000-$5,000 a month. This dude Smooth almost got an extra $1,500. And he's out here complaining. And I'm not gonna lie, I live decent, Ari. You know, making right around $5,000 a month.
Not no,
you know, $700. I was living decent. $5,000 a month.
But I'm
you got 6,700 and you can't live off of 6,700. I'm one person. I had to do that. I think it's possible, B. That's a lot of money. You don't think that's a lot of money?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's enough to do more than just, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Shit, like, yo, that was
dollar sign.
You can eat every day. Like, you're going out to eat every day. This shit is wild. I couldn't believe it. Ungrateful, hey, man. The error is bananas.
You're tripping on that shit.
Error banana. But you know what though? I'm gonna pull this back because 50 Cent did a clap back at his son. You know, he clapped back at his young seed.
Right here.
And you know, I thought this shit right here was hilarious. So we're gonna brighten up y'all Saturdays.
I'm gonna
mute this and I'm gonna let y'all see this little, you know, 50 Cent snippet. That's probably gonna have you rolling because I was dying. Let's get to this shit.
Had to rebuild my life over $6,700 a month.
Marquise, I know you feel like
fuck, this nigga is crazy. I'm 25 years old. Why are you still talking about child support?
I get $5,000 a year, but it was with me.
That's why I sent his mother to child support, because the bitch thought that she was supposed to get that much more. She wanted more. Oh, that motherfucker nothing.
That nigga's fine.
Look, you know, I don't ever ask for shit, man. But I was thinking, Nick, can
they
get a little extra $6,700 a month for the shit
we've
been doing?
I'm just going to fire up. Yeah. Can I get an extra $6,700 a month?
I'm like, tripping, man. That's
spoiled.
Bro.
What was your mom's half? That's what I want to know. What did your mom contribute to that 67? That's all I'm saying.
Nothing. She was probably taking the money. That's the cold part.
Yeah. So if your mama was living off it, your beef is with your mama.
Man,
you know what the average child support is in this fucking country for motherfuckers? Because motherfuckers don't make shit. Like, shit.
If that.
I know some motherfuckers that only get off, you know, 300, 400. I'm like, damn, that's it? For a whole kid?
This shit is wild, bro.
Wow, out here complaining. $6,700.
That's a lot of fucking money.
in a month. You know, like, at least I know the kind of hard work I would have to do to get $6,700. I'm like, shit, you're getting it for free. Shit.
Well,
shit. But you know what? We're going to take a break from all this shit. And we're going to jump back into a little bit of this music. You feel me? If I'm not mistaken, I loaded up Ronnie DeJean and Kayla. This joint right here is called Pusha Man. Now, this kid right here, I connected with him through Dolby Dope. And he sent me this joint a little while ago. And you know what? I'm not mad at it. It's on some new boy shit, some young boy shit. But I told y'all already, I prepped y'all. I was going to give y'all that new with some of that boom bap. The new with the boom bap. Y'all just got Jason the Hater, Stuff of a Local Legend. So I believe it's time for that Pusha Man by Ronnie DeJean. So this is how we're going to get it. Hope y'all having a beautiful Saturday. If y'all ain't twist nothing, y'all better go twist it up. Episode 65, let's get to it.
Drugs made me feel free. Doing naughty drugs made me happy. Doing naughty drugs made me empty. Doing naughty drugs made me empty.
I got weed, I got pills. I got dope by the boat. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? I got weed, I got pills. By the boat, how you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? Mama never smoke. It's no drugs in the kitchen. Tryna figure out how she handle all the things that she be stressing. All I know is medicating with the sticky, icky herb. Pass the fire with some oven mints. The only green that we be smoking on the smell like armpits.
Pass the wire, what you heard?
Clip my mind to two. The only thing I knew. I was introduced by homies, everybody around me did it. Once they pass it, that's the fuck it. I'ma try it for the moment, then the moment turned to weeks, then the moment turned to months. Now I'm crushing all these pills, cause this pain come all at once. I don't wanna come down, I don't wanna be sober. Take another hit, so my mind won't ever wander. So we pass that shit. I just need a fix, I just need a lid, I just need that shit. In my mind, or two, to kill this pain, or two.
I got weed, I got pills, I got dope by the boat. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? I got weed, I got pills, I got dope by the boat. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel? I'm your pushing man, bitch. How you feel?
How you feel? I've been rolling on some trees just to get in the clouds. I've been feeling real good, never trying to be loud. Stay above all the snakes when I acknowledge mistakes. Always finding solutions, but never drawing conclusions. I never thought you'd feel me on the first try. Trying to hold your breath before I catch a sigh. I ain't never trying to talk to the average guy, but at the moment I'm feeling really freaking high. I've been down with the realest, don't put up a front. Yeah, you know how it would be when we gone and we blunt.
Smoke. I ain't shooting down anybody that smoke.
It ain't for me. It ain't for me. No.
I seen too many niggas in my circle lose their mind. They dabble with the herb and now it's needles in their vein. I see the spark up in your eyes. You searching for some hope, dope, fix, homie, know you change. Had to hop about the cockpit before the plane crash. I hope your plane don't crash. Nigga.
If time could hold us back. And we could fade to black. Tell me where we tryna go. If smoke is all I know. Yeah, you know you're the pushing me.
Ronnie DeJean.
Yeah, you know.
Kayla Rupenny. Push him in. Whole different type of vibe. I told you. Young boy shit. I gotta digest it. There was a lot that happened in that. A lot of changes, a lot of little things. It clearly started off drug related and ended up on a message. There's a lot of stuff in there to dissect. So shout out to the boy for making us have to rerun that.
That was dope.
Not a lot of artists can make me want to run shit back. So now I really just want to make sure I understand the song at this point because I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. No, I can feel that.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely different.
Yeah.
Now, this shit that we about to get into, man, this is some of the hot topics of the week that I caught that I'm like, how the fuck is this going on? How the fuck is this shit going on? So there's going to be some wild shit that we see. There's about, I would say, about five links. So here we go. Into the bullshit. 15-year-old suspect in custody in a shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina that killed 5 people, including an off-duty police officer. There were 2 people that were injured in the shooting spree that unfolded Thursday night. This was 2 weeks ago. And the shit just kind of keeps going up from here. Bananas. So a 15-year-old 2 weeks ago on a shooting spree. Then we have this Kentucky man over here. This was on October 15th, right? So about 2 weeks ago. Kentucky man, 23 years old, was arrested for strangling and beating a toddler. And he posted a video of the sickening abuse on Snapchat. Can you believe that shit? The mother of the two-year-old boy brought him to the hospital to seek treatment for the injuries to his face and neck.
Was that his father?
Don't know if that was his father.
Either way, they need to take his ass to jail and let them soak him and then put
heavy,
it on TikTok. Like, I mean, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
And Snapchat and any social. That shit is crazy. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what kind of attention you want? What was your point of reference? I know you have one.
You gotta have
one. You just sick of your motherfucking head.
This shit is wild. Then look, this here we go. October 28th. This was yesterday. Like I said, the shit just keeps going up. And we're getting closer into current events. This happened yesterday. It says a PA man was accused of burying his daughter alive when he believes that she is lying. This motherfucker got arrested, bro. They arrested this dude. It says John Kraft of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, has been arrested for allegedly abusing his 6-year-old daughter, sometimes burying her in a hole as punishment, police say. The investigation into Kraft was opened in September after social workers reportedly witnessed bruising on the child's face and body. When police spoke with one of the girl's siblings, they told authority Kraft puts children on hold overnight, and they came back, you know, smelling like sewage. This is what the kids are coming back saying.
You got the image?
I don't know if they showed an image of it. Nah, they didn't show the little girl.
It must be a white dude.
Oh, the image of the guy is him right here. This is the guy.
I ain't seen it.
Oh, my bad, bro. The whole time I thought I pulled it up. That's my fault. Mm-mm. My fault. This is the guy right here.
My thing is, like, let me take your ass. Let me go dig a big enough hole to go stick your 6 foot ass in it.
Let me
hit your crowd of here with a shovel and a rake.
That's scratching my head because I don't even know what the fuck to say. How do you feel? He needs to die. Like that, I think that's what needs to happen. Like that's crazy.
Man, fuck feelings. Like, nah, let me go dig a hole and put your ass in there, motherfucker.
That's crazy.
What's up,
Peace Frank? To two frames. How you been, brother? I see you with the Studio Views Tech. Hey, man, I just got in here, bro. So today is day one, man. So actually, I'm impressed that I only seen one Wi-Fi signal, like, you know, that dropped down to like a one bar on my end. Everything else seems pretty fluid. I can't wait to watch the replay just to kind of see what's happening with it. Because once the hard line, if I'm getting a good Wi-Fi feed, I'm going to definitely have a good hard wire. So. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Definitely try to switch it up a little bit. I will go live later on the IG and show everybody, you know, what we got going on in the studio because I've kind of been doing it already, but I'm going to do it again. We keep bringing little things in and out. But this is the motherfucker right here, man. Fuck all that other shit. This dude right here.
What, you got two more left?
Two more links left?
You got two more left? Yeah.
Yeah, I got there's bro, check this shit out. I thought I was like, yeah, this, hell yeah. This shit right here broke my motherfucking heart. I'm gonna mute my shit. We're gonna refresh this page. I'm gonna let this one run through. This is a 91-year-old lady who was stabbed 9 fucking times, bro. 91-year-old lady stabbed 9 times? What the fuck is going on in the world, bro? We're going to talk about
it. Latest act of disturbing random violence to hit Boston. This time, the victim is a 91-year-old Boston civil rights icon. Jean McGuire, the first black woman to sit on the Boston School Committee and one of Metco's early leaders, stabbed multiple times Tuesday night here in Franklin Park while she walked her dog. As police return to the scene, people here are left stunned.
It's just really horrific. The physical recovery as well as the emotional recovery from something like that, I think, would be really hard.
It is the latest act of disturbing random violence to hit Boston. This time, the victim is a 91-year-old Boston civil rights icon. Jean McGuire, the first black woman to sit on the Boston School Committee and one of Metco's early leaders, stabbed multiple times Tuesday night here in Franklin Park while she walked her dog. As police return to the scene, people here are left stunned.
It's just really horrific. The physical recovery as well as the emotional recovery from something like that, I think, would be really hard.
It is the latest act of...
It's sick. It's fucking sick. Like, you know, I'll let it run a couple times so y'all can fucking see this shit. This is really fucking going down. 91-year-old.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Fucking bananas. Fucking bananas. This other shit that I seen wasn't as crazy as that shit. I wanted to bring it down a little bit because I was like, oh fuck. This is, you know, this is heavy. This is some heavy shit that's happening this week. And I don't want to just shove that in your face. But check this out, man. If you're thinking about running from the fucking police, you gotta be smarter than to be fucking on a motorcycle with a gas tank in your backpack, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't have a fucking gas tank, try to run, you know, That's just not smart. This kid gets tased, and as he gets tased, he gets set on fire because they didn't know he had a fucking gas can in his fucking backpack. And now you're cooking, bro.
What, he thought he was on Mario Brothers?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he thought he was going to do, but the police had no idea that homie had a fucking gas can.
He must have had a flower in his motherfucking backpack.
It's just crazy. So if you run from the police, don't have a fucking gas tank on you. Might not be too smart.
We are stupid.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I had a homeboy post something funny, so I wanted to bring this up because this is how we're going to end this shit today. We doing only an hour. You know, we're an hour and 5 minutes in. We're not going to run this out too long. This shit right here had me rolling, and I can't remember why. But I was like, I got to play this because it kind of made me laugh. So I'm going to refresh this, and we're gonna end this Saturday like this.
When you have a bad day, give up. Go home and sleep. Fuck it. Try again tomorrow. Not every bad day can become a good day. Some days are and cannot be unfucked. When you have a day that is beyond repair, that is the universe speaking to you, sending you a message. Listen to the universe. Go home. Save your energy. Tomorrow is another day. For now, fucking chill. When you have a bad day, give up.
When you have a bad day, give up, man. Listen to the universe.
I'm not saying give up.
This motherfucker.
That's smart.
Oh, shit. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gem Work, episode 65. We completed the first show right out the goddamn fucking new office space, and I'm excited, goddammit. It was a success. I was a little overwhelmed. I wasn't sure how it was going to go down. That is Hans. So, man, let the people know where they can find you, Ari, and what you got going on. Where can they pull up on you at? You doing anything? You doing any pop-ups?
Nah, I ain't really doing no pop-ups right now. It's 1400 Veterans Memorial, Southeast, Suite 142. Man, come holler at your boy. Need a haircut. You flying in town, man. Hit me up. Hit me in the email. Hit me on Instagram. Hit me on Facebook. Hey, man. I'll let you quote, man.
You know the vibes. You can find me at Donkey Bongs TV or Donkey Bongs anywhere on any social media platform. On Facebook, I am Brother Maz. Holla at me. We up out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going to take us out with some of that OG Bobby Negro First in Flight. If y'all are in town on November 5th and you are in Cali, holla at me ASAP. Get on my guest list so that way you can come to this private party. It's going to be lit. It's a three-peat, goddammit. And it's looking real good. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Much love and respect to everybody. Thank you for the constant love and support. We up out of here. Tech the Soup, Latin Already Architect. We gone.
Yeah. Yes. It's hip-hop. It's that hip hop body rock. Move like the shoddy pop. Give a dog a bone, make his body lock. I come from the days for the wave of the Molly Rock. When crime paid, I was saved by them little rocks. Tight fade rock. Cocaine in my two socks. Nobody gave a fuck who you claimed it was crew hop. Sometimes I made two stops on my way to food shop. Bumped into a few cops. They fuck with us, but none shot. Summertime was dumb hot. Mama left the door open. Ventilate the shotgun. Crib, it was still smoking. Ollie had the bucket. Fuck a bag of bitch. Still rolling, grew a little bit. Times changed, now we eat holding. Learn to move your feet, youngin. If you wanna eat something, rules to the game. Nothing sweet, but we still bumpin'. Watch yourself in the cold streets, niggas head hunting. No future in the front, a nigga learn something. Cause I'm first in flight. I made one day, one Air Force One with a spray gun. Microphone fiend with a check one. Two for the boogaloo. The OG at the door, move, let him go.
cause I'm first in flight. I'm A1, day one, Air Force One with a spray gun. Microphone fiend with a tech one. Two for the boogaloo, the OG at the door, move, let him go. This ain't nothing new in my days, youngest died for a bubble goose. Now who the fuck you niggas think you're talking to?
She calm down.
My bad, reverted to the bullshit. Never too far from a full clip. Hit you in your shit, bust a full flip. My rap style mean, but my lifestyle meaner. I spit like I graft these bars in Medina. And I'm back now, 32 bars and black strap down. Not hating young MCs, but bars whack now. We ain't gotta take it back to backpack battle raps. Just trying to show a few youngers where the dudes at. Been known to wear a few hats. I'm a teacher and a scholar, nigga lover and a father. Little black rock waller that might push a little harder. I still do it for the love though. Ain't nothing sweeter, still get it out the mud though. Still show the difference of a G and a thug. Thugs move without thinking, G's put on gloves. Cut corners in the old new school on dubs. Go ahead and play the corner, we don't need that love. We keep the heat off us. The butter and the guns, baby, need all plugs. Never define me a thug, cause I'm first in flight. I made one day one, Air Force One with a spray gun. Microphone fiend with a check one. Two for the boogaloo, the OG at the door, move, let him go. Cause I'm first in flight. I'm A1, day one, Air Force One with a spray gun. Microphone fiend with a check one. Two for the boogaloo.